Welcome, friends, to Simple English Listening. Today, we will talk about traveling. We'll use lots of language to describe countries, activities, foods, and things to do while traveling. New vocabulary for today's episode are the words armed conflict, otter, picturesque, genre, swan, and pristine. How do you do? So this channel is to give you listening practice on different topics for intermediate and pre-intermediate language learners. So one benefit of being a teacher is the long holidays. Okay, I work at an international school in Vietnam, and last summer we had 5 weeks completely off. So, party time. And what do you do if you have no wife? No kids? Well, you go traveling, right? You see something new. I went to the Balkans. Do you know where the Balkans are? The Balkans are a group of countries. They are the countries of Southeastern Europe on the Mediterranean Sea. They are between Italy and Greece. All of those countries are the Balkans. Well, actually, down to Turkey. Many people say Turkey is also in the Balkans. Most people agree that there are 12 countries in the Balkans. I'll say them all so you can hear the pronunciation of them. In alphabetical order, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Kosovo. Kosovo is the newest country. It became internationally recognized as an independent country only in 2008, so 9 years ago. Okay, next, Macedonia, Montenegro, Romania, Serbia, Slovenia, and finally, Turkey. But only the part of Turkey that is in Europe is in the Balkans. Turkey is split between two continents, Europe and Asia. And there is a bridge in the capital city, Istanbul, called the Bosphorus Bridge. So this bridge connects Europe on one side with Asia. It's in the middle of Istanbul. So I didn't have time to visit all these countries. That would take months. But I did have time to visit four in about 20 days. Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Montenegro. If you are from any of these countries, please say hello in the comments. You're probably not, because not many people live in these countries and only a few people have subscribed to my videos so far. So these four countries were all part of one country. This country, some of you may remember, was called Yugoslavia. However, there was a terrible and bloody armed conflict between 1992 and 1995. It was the biggest war in Europe since World War II. This conflict is, of course, something you learn about in the Balkans. Armed conflict is another term for war or battle. It's more formal to say armed conflict. Armed alone is an adjective which means with weapons. Conflict alone is a noun, meaning a fight, a struggle, a battle. There are many famous museums, award-winning museums in this area that can educate you about the armed conflicts and give you, well, moving and profound experiences. Yeah. Anyway, the result of this armed conflict politically is that Yugoslavia became what is now seven different countries. My first stop was Slovenia. I had always dreamed of going to Slovenia for many years. Here, I met my friend Bex and we had a car and we started our road trip. The open road. Our first stop was the capital city of Slovenia, Ljubljana. How fun to say is that? So Ljubljana. The spelling is unexpected. It's L-J-U-B-L-J-A-N-A. It seems that in the J in Slovenian is a kind of y sound, a soft J sound. It's a pretty place. It's cute, modern, and clean. It reminded me of an Austrian town, actually. And Austria is only a short drive away, about an hour and a half north. Interesting fact, for any animal-loving viewers, they have wild otters here. There is a picturesque river which goes through the city, and it is full of otters. There are two new words for you, otter and picturesque. An otter is an animal. It's a mammal. It looks similar to a beaver without the famous beaver tail. It often floats on its back, kind of like this, with a shellfish, and just floats. I can't do an impression. It lives in rivers and also in salt water. I'll give you the spellings under the video, and we'll review new words at the end of the episode. The other new word is picturesque. I said the picturesque river. Picturesque is a wonderful adjective. You say picturesque to describe something beautiful, something that looks like it should be in a painting or a photograph. You can use it for, you can say picturesque to describe bridges and lakes and forests, European old town centers, anything that looks like it would make a beautiful painting or photograph is picturesque. You do not use the word with people normally. You can say the picturesque bridge, the picturesque cafe. I would say the whole town center of Ljubljana is picturesque. The old town, the cobblestone streets, the bridges, the small shops, the cafes. It's beautiful, classic, cute. Next, in Ljubljana, there is a big artsy and creative area. It's called Metalkova. Every Friday and Saturday night, there are many music concerts happening here in different music venues, all side by side, all very close to one another. You can see art battles and graffiti and people hanging out. They played many different music genres, and I think I heard some new genres that day, some new sounds. Another new word for you, genre. It means type. We use it when talking about different types of music and movies. So different music genres, pop, punk, rock, classical, metal, hip-hop genres. My final thing to say about Ljubljana is about the food. So we went to a famous place and had a Slovenian feast. That's new vocabulary for you. A feast means a big meal. Like the plate was like this big. There was lots of different foods there. Meats and vegetables and sauces. Coleslaw, goulash, and something called a carniolan sausage. It's a long, curly sausage. About this wide. If you're watching the video, you can see my hands. I don't know, 3 inches wide. Big. It was the centerpiece. People said, you must try the Slovenian famous sausage. We then left Ljubljana and went to Lake Bled. It's possibly the most famous tourist attraction in all of Slovenia. Imagine this. Imagine a lake about 2 kilometers long and about 1.5 kilometers wide. In the middle of the lake, there's a small church on an island from the 17th century. The whole lake is surrounded by mountains, often capped with snow at the top, with the green forests all around. Water so clear, so blue, you can see right through to the bottom of the lake in most parts of the lake. An 11th century castle upon a cliff looks over the whole lake to just on a cliff, a castle right at the top. There's swans everywhere, ducks, people playing lakeside activities as they have been for hundreds of years probably. It was beautiful. What's a better adjective we could use? It was picturesque. For those watching the video, here's a photo. I took it with my friend's camera to help your imagination. A new vocabulary item for you is swan. A swan is one of those beautiful, big, white, long-necked birds you often find in lakes and parks. It looks a bit like a goose. It turns out Lake Bled is not the only crystal clear, pristine lake in Slovenia. Quickly, new adjective there, pristine. It means fresh, clean, as if brand new, unspoiled, pristine. Actually, it turns out, so it was a pristine lake. It was clear, yeah, fresh. It turns out nearly every lake in Slovenia is like that, crystal clear and pristine. It's a mountainous country with hills and lakes all over. The origins of Lake Bled is that the lake was made at the end of the last ice age, a time when most of Europe was covered in ice. The last ice age lasted until about 12,000 years ago. A glacier called the Bongi Glacier melted and filled a natural tectonic hollow with water, making Lake Bled. And now you can enjoy it rowing a boat. I've got a nice picture of me like rowing a boat with a beautiful background. You can have cream cake and tea and have a pleasant day. The Bled cake is very famous, apparently. If you go on TripAdvisor, they talk about the Bled cake a lot. It's a sweet, very sweet, rich cream cake. What happened next is we went to find some more lakes. We went hunting for new lakes because we couldn't believe how beautiful these lakes were. And we did not have to go far to find more lakes. We moved north towards the Alps. Okay, the Alps are the most famous mountain range in all of Europe, very popular for skiers. Have you been skiing before? I've been a couple of times, and to be honest, it goes quite fast, quite quickly. It's actually a bit scarier than what people think. On my third ever run, I went down the Black Diamond Run, and I didn't really know how to ski, so I went down most of it on my bum. And my skis came off, and I had to walk up the hill, like hundreds of yards up the hill, which took about half an hour to get my skis, which flew off when I was sliding down my bum. Okay, the Alps go across seven different countries. They are France, Italy, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria, Germany, and last but not least, Slovenia. So honestly, every lake around here is a pristine, clear, yeah, clean. I won't say too much more now. The last stop on our Slovenian trip was to Piran, a seaside town. So Slovenia only has a small coastline of 46.6 kilometers. Piran was a sleepy, relaxing coastal town. Its appearance and architecture was very similar to what I've seen in Italy. And it's only 1 hour drive from Italy, so it makes sense. So that's enough storytelling for one episode. Listen to this episode as many times as you like to take in and to absorb new language. Next episode, we'll discuss the next countries of this trip, Croatia and Bosnia and Montenegro. Okay, so vocabulary review. I'll write the vocabulary at the bottom of this video so you can make your own notes. Okay, what is another term for war or a battle or a struggle or to fight using weapons? What is it? Armed conflict. Okay, the spellings will be at the bottom. Okay, what is the name for the mammal which lives mostly in water with brown fur? It often floats on its back and looks similar to a beaver. Okay? An otter. Otter. Okay. I'll say the spelling for those who are just listening. O-T-T-E-R. Next, what adjective can we use to describe a beautiful bridge or lake or tree or something that looks like it should be in a photograph or a painting. Okay, picturesque, picturesque. P-I-C-T-U-R-E-S-Q-U-E. Okay, which word means different types of music or film? Genre, genre. G-E-N-R-E. For example, in films, different genres are action, comedy, romance, drama. Okay, now, what do we call the long-necked white bird that lives in lakes and rivers and many public parks? A swan. Okay, quickly, two interesting facts about swans for you. Swans can lay up to 10 eggs at a time. That's a lot, because a chicken can only lay, well, normally only lays one egg at a time. Second fact, all of the swans in England and Wales are actually owned by the Queen. So it is illegal in the UK to keep or kill swans. They are property of Her Majesty. What noun do we use to say a big, big meal or dinner? A feast. F-E-A-S-T. Okay, and the final adjective for today. An adjective which means fresh, as if new, clean, in original condition. We say pristine. Pristine. P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. We use it mostly to describe nature, lakes, oceans, forests, and also things like cars, motorbikes, musical instruments. Examples: there is no garbage on this beach. It is pristine. Second, the man is selling his car in pristine condition. Thank you for listening today. Please listen to that as many times as you can before you get bored or go mad on your way to work, on your way to school, in the office, wherever, whenever you can. I hope this video will help your brain become more familiar with English. And please join us next week for some more comprehensible, understandable, relaxing listening practice. If you want to receive notifications for every new episode, please subscribe below. Please share this with your friends if you believe they'd benefit. Okay, thank you. Have an amazing week. Actually, this is the second time I've recorded this. The first time I recorded it and it was perfect. And I found that the microphone lead was not plugged in. Oh my God. But the second time went well. I'm happy with that. Okay, see you guys next time.